Hey, you're Stocks from the 5 Yard Rush podcast, and you're listening to the Ballers Dynasty podcast. You're either here because you're in the league or you just got lost.
Good evening, good morning, good day, ballers. We are here. It is week 12. We've just been through a crazy weekend of NFL as usual. And to run through it all, I've got my band of merry men with me. First up, as always, Stormo. How's things, buddy?
Hello, Pitsy. Hello, how are we?
Yeah, good, mate. You?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Really good.
Good.
Freezing.
Good. Good. Oh, it's freezing my tits off today.
It's been cold, mate.
It was so cold. I think we have also got a snow warning this evening, so whether I have snow or not in the morning when I wake up, who knows?
Oh, bloody hope not.
Yeah, I bloody hope not. Stupid bloody snow.
Yeah, pain in the ass, man.
Yeah. Anyway, back once again, we have got Statman Rob. Hey, mate.
Fuck you. Fuck you and your third.
Fuck you.
I know you've got that little explicit warning going on here because it's normally you that's swearing, but I thought
it I'd
take it all to eight, up to 18 rated for me straight away.
Straight off the bat, mate.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that, Simon.
I love that. That was great.
We've had snow up here already.
Have you?
We're the furthest north. Yeah, we've had a bit of snow tonight.
Oh, good.
Exciting times. Yeah. Anyway, good. Are you all right, Rob?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Good.
I said on the chat before, like, it's getting very close to my bedtime already. So I'm just going to...
Speed round.
Yeah, get through my things as fast as I can. Might not make any sense, but yeah. Get me in bed, guys.
We will do our best.
Okay, so now, like in super fast forward, you don't even have to put this in 1.5 speed because I'll talk really fast. So if you can get the pod started, Pitsy, drop a beat.
That was so fast. I actually thought you had actually spun yourself up there.
Just imagine when it is actually 1.5 speed. Right, my highlight. Okay, a few pods ago, I mentioned how awesome it is that five or six games came down to a clutch kick to win the game. Well, this weekend, the kickers had some bad play and big issues. I know I'm jumping ahead with who picked on Mr. Big Stuff last week, but I actually find it hilarious that my choice of Matt Amendola had such a bad game. Mm-hmm. He was released.
It was shocking.
The fact that I chose him to be the my guy, and he's been so bad that he was actually released. Yeah, great.
Wasn't he a punter that was just taken over from the poles duty because the actual kicker was not there?
He's injured at the moment, isn't he?
Fairbairn.
His name is Fairbairn. Yeah. But hey. Anyway,
I think he is a kicker. Matt Amendola is a kicker. Yeah,
he's a kicker. He's not just a punter. No.
No, he's a kicker.
But no longer anymore.
Not anymore. No. He gone.
He gone.
On a weekend where we had many bad missed kicks. Stand up, Jake Elliott. What a legend that was. After the Eagles trying to come bring it back, kicking 59-yard field goal in that weather, in that situation, was pretty badass. So fair play to him.
Yeah, that was pretty badass. Yeah.
I think it just made him stronger. I think they used a timeout on him and it just made him stronger.
Yeah, it did. Like, got a boost in his leg.
Yeah.
Because the other kicker in the game, like, proper shanked one in the wet, horrible, rainy, miserable wind and everything. And then he goes and I think it was only from like 30 yards and he shanked it. Whereas, Eagles kicker Elliott absolutely smashed it from almost 60 yards in that weather. Was pretty good effort. Anyway, also... No, Matt Canada. What a lovely weekend it was.
Yeah,
that's all.
Well, it was very nice here. I thought what was quite hilarious about Amendola getting released was before they got him up to the 58 yards, and then the commentator's going, Matt Amendola has only really kicked from 56 yards before, so it's already 2 yards outside his range. And lo and behold, he missed it. He dunked it off the crossbar, which was unfortunate.
Oh, it was like, a good kick, though. I love that one. I was like, oh, is it? Bing!
He's never made it from that far.
I think he'd missed four from 50 plus or whatever it was previously. He'd never ever made it one. And then they're like, yeah, let's try go for it. And he was so close, to be fair, like hitting it off the crossbar, but yeah.
Bang in the middle as well.
Mm.
Yeah. Good effort, really. To say that.
Didn't the Cowboys kick at Aubrey go for like the world record as well, like a 68 yarder or something? Was that this weekend or last weekend?
I missed that. I don't know.
He missed it, but obviously, I think he attempted it. But it could have been last weekend. I said, my brain's all over the shop.
I love the fact that this podcast, people are going to be tuning in for the very first time, and all we've talked about is kickers. The kicker podcast.
Kickers people too, mate.
Yeah, not this much, though. No. Matt Canada, absolutely agree. Thank goodness he's gone. I bet you were buzzing, and then the proof was in the pudding. You know, 400 yards plus.
400 plus, game. Yeah. Without him, it was amazing. I mean, granted, we can't score for shit, so that it needs to be sorted out. But the fact that we've actually gone over 400 yards in offense is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So baby steps, but that was big.
Yeah, you got the Cardinals this week, so a good team to try and rack up some points on. They
fingers crossed.
Race to the bottom for that team. My highlight this week was just because it's Thanksgiving. We got afternoon and evening football. You know, a nice early game on Thursday, nice early game Friday, and slightly later game on Thursday. So three games that were in that window that was like, this is comfortable for me to watch without me getting too tired. And then, of course, because it's Thanksgiving in America, there's a few people that know what Thanksgiving is at school. So it was like, oh, Thanksgiving. Do you know what it is? Yeah. Do you watch football? No. Well, this is what I do. I watch football, and then just got to talk to them about football a little bit.
Nice.
Don't know how many friends I made doing it, but oh well.
Well, no, that's good. This is why I love it. Like, you just, it then comes up in conversation. And then random people start kind of taking more of an interest, and then bit by bit they'll then hopefully fall in love with the game, and then you have even more people to talk about it to. That's basically what happened at Robin Hood, really.
Yeah, I reckon so.
You know what I got, right? So obviously I put the game on Thursday and then Friday, and I was like, what the fuck is this shit doing on my TV? I was like, it's Thanksgiving. It's like, I don't give a fuck if it's Thanksgiving. Get the shit off my TV. It's not so bad. And that's what I got for my Thanksgiving football.
The most anti-Thanksgiving message ever.
Oh, but I had a good chuckle while I was watching it.
Giving thanks? No, you're taking the piss.
Exactly. Pretty much.
Good. Ace. No, that's good. Stomo, you got a highlight?
Yeah, so I'm going to go for the 98-yard punt return. Or not punt return. INT. So obviously they went for the Hail Mary because it was the end of the half. Like, you know, Hail Mary gets us back in the game. Throws it deep. It could have gone to anyone. Dolphins corner. I can't remember. Was it Howard or someone picks it off on the 2-yard line? Obviously, all the fast Jets guys, the wide receivers, are trying to catch the ball on their end, and it just returns the ball 98 yards. I was like, damn. And then it half ends. And you're like, shit, like, talk about a kick in the teeth. And you're like, yes, we get this Hail Mary. We're back in this game. Oh, crap. 98 yards. Gone the other way. Put us deeper in the hole. And I was like, it was just a great touchdown. So much fun to watch. I would have hated being on, obviously, the Jets suck. So Dan was probably loving it, obviously, being a Dolphins fan. But as a neutral, you're like, oh, they're back in this game. They're going to make it interesting. And then you're like, oh, God, that's got to hurt. And that's probably the worst. I know they had to go for it to try and go, you know, to be close. And then it's just, oh, it was painful. Yeah. Painful to be if that was your team. But it wasn't my team, so I quite enjoyed it.
Javon Holland was his name.
Holland, that's the one. Not Howard. Good man. Good man, stat man.
Thank you.
See, he comes on 2 seconds in, swears 3 seconds in, gets a stat in.
Gives you a stat, yeah.
Have that, bam!
So many pick sixes this weekend. Now that was a good highlight. Well, there was three defensive touchdowns in the first three games, and then there was two in the Friday night game. We were just getting absolutely spoiled for defensive plays this week.
Yep.
Nice.
Defense wins championships.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Well, then let's get to it. Week 12. How did it all go down? Stormo, kick us off.
Oh, week 12. Well, to kick off week 12, as reviews, we have the big game that confirmed two things in this league. Strong Side Cornbread went up against the bottom of the league, Gotham City Rogues. Pity had this game wrapped up before Monday night. The final score was 369 to 191. This win for Pity confirms the first bye week position, but the loss for Ollie also confirms that he finishes bottom of the league and now has the 101 pick for next season's draft.
Bam, bam. Thank you, ma'am. That was a double whammy, really, for this game, wasn't it?
There's no tight end between those ends, is there? That's like one on one end, one on the other end.
Yeah.
Painful.
Yeah,
I don't usually like putting me first on the show sheet, but with what it kind of meant for the league, I thought we'll start it off.
Yeah, I think you've justified it enough with what you put in there as well. Absolutely.
Well, it's never close, though, was it, really, to be honest?
No. No, unfortunately not. I don't. Duffer's team just isn't doing anything. Not really. I mean, Brian Robinson is this all right running back at the moment. Last season, he had that kind of big comeback after being shot and everything, and he was getting good points, but it's not really doing anything.
He picked up Piran, and Piran actually did him all right, you know, considering he had no other players to play. So,
yeah, true.
But yeah, and I'm not saying all right, like 20 odd points. But...
Did not help that Dobbs got four interceptions.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not.
Lost him minus 16 points. He would have got over 200, obviously, if he would have got that. But bad.
And you selected 100% your max PF team this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, very nice.
You picked the best of all your positions. So 100%.
Perfect. Thank you. I will take that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think not only getting the bye week, but getting that 100%. It would be interesting to have a look back to see who has gotten 100% before, because I don't think I've ever seen it.
I can't recall it, to be honest.
Well, I mean, I haven't been looking at those things, so there must be someone who's. I mean, we could have gone and looked through.
I know there's a couple of people being like 97, 98, 99%, but I don't know if anyone been 100%. But, you know, one for the archive and the archive to look at.
Spoiler alert, I was 99.9%.
Yeah, I know you were close, yeah. You were close as well.
Yeah.
You were like, was it 3 points out or something, yeah?
0.3 points out.
Yeah. Mad.
Well, to be fair, I don't think we need to really talk about this game very much. So we can move on if you want.
Yeah, your team just had a, you know, everyone in your team did really well. So there's not, as you say, there's not a lot to talk about. But yeah, well done to you for getting your buy-in. Well done to Ollie for getting 101.
Yeah, good work all round.
Right, our second game is the second place Hammerbarn Feather Ones going up against the fifth place Rex City Thunder. This was down to be a big battle, and Simon set out his marker of 325 points. Storm racked up only 247 points before Monday night and was relying on two running backs to get him back in the game. Unfortunately, that game was Minnesota against Chicago, and the final score ended up was 325 to 268. And the win gives a huge boost to Simon's bye week push as the loss sends Storms to a 3-game losing streak, now sitting at 6-6.
Yeah, 3-game losing streak, mad.
It's unheard of.
Crazy, but yeah, you know, I think I did mention it was like two running backs, 78 points. It's not unheard of in this league. And then wake up to the score of a 12-10 game and you're like, ugh, yeah, that never happened. There's no way, without even looking at the points, like, there's no way that happened.
You pretty much got 21 points from them. That was
exactly. Yeah, which is close, you know. 21 points from 78 is makes it real close. yeah, they just fizzled out, to be honest. Size team. Quite challenging to compete with when he's got running backs for days and minor not for days.
Yeah, didn't help. Did not help.
And
you sandwiched your two tight ends with Hopkins in the middle, and again, it didn't work out for you. I tell you, you need to put your tight ends together.
No, he doesn't. Not this week. not this week. Yeah,
we'll get to that.
Yeah, there's a few. Like the Browns, again, a bit surprising in their defensive performance. Like the Broncos have been like, well, they are on a 6-game winning streak right now.
Broncos are the hottest team in football at the minute.
Yeah, but the Browns are. We're at least expected to do something against them to slow them down a little bit. But 29 points conceded. I wonder, like, how many points is the most they've conceded this season? Was it 29 points? Because that is that's a lot to let go.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Plus, they've had some injuries. I don't know if anyone noticed that Myles Garrett seemed to get quite a serious arm or shoulder injury.
Arm injury, wasn't it? Yeah, his shoulder injury. He said, I think they've said that there's no significant damage and he should be good to go this week. But they're also wondering what the hell was it, because he couldn't actually lift his arm up to high-five anyone. So it's got to be something big.
Just didn't want to. It's like, nah, I've got an injury. Don't do it.
Yeah. I can't be bothered. We're losing. I can't be bothered playing anymore.
Yeah. Make it look I'm actually really injured.
Well done to Si and my bogey team. He will,
he's about on being your bogey team.
27-1 at the minute with for and against with me and him. So, yeah, it's not a lot I can say. I just need to pick my pants up off the floor and get back on the horse, It's getting a bit tight at the bottom. the playoff game is slipping away currently, so I need to, get back on it.
No, you still got a little cushion.
You've got Jefferson coming back week 14 as well, so that should be quite a nice boost for you.
Yeah, well, it's not helped having my RB1 and wide receiver one out most of the season.
Yeah,
but yeah, coming back if we make it to the playoffs is always welcoming.
Just need to get Zach Wilson at your team.
Oh, I love Zach. Well, I didn't have a quarterback at some point, so and I just needed him.
Yeah, get him out, get him gone. He didn't need to be there.
He's there. He's looking after the mothers. He's keeping the mothers in my team all right. Keeping them sweet.
Which mothers are in this team?
He's keeping after.
There's a massive chub on your injury reserve. That's what.
He's looking after Mahomes' mom. He's looking after Chubb's mom. he's just keeping an eye on him. Keeping him safe. And warm over the winter.
Well done, Simon. You got another win. I'll move this one on swiftly. But yeah, 10-2 now. Good effort. 6-6, Donna. This is an odd season for you.
Well, no, it's not really, to be fair.
Last couple of seasons. Yeah. The first season you went 0-7 and then brought it back to 6-7. So.
Yeah. So it's all right. I would say it's an odd season, but it's tight for everyone bar the top two. So,
yeah, the league's pretty good at the moment with how tight that middle bit is.
And now, obviously, Stocks and Susie have pulled away slightly more, but the rest still, there's still places.
There are still places. It's definitely getting exciting for the last two games. All right, up next, we have another game with a lot riding on it. Mark and his rolling with Mahomes went up against Stocks and his newly shaved baller. Stocks had his sights on that playoff star, and after last week's disappointment, Stocks made sure that playoff star was his this week. The final score was 353-289 in favour of Stocks, giving him the first confirmed playoff spot since joining the league. Good effort. The loss for Mark and other results have drawn him into a dogfight for that last playoff spot, dropping down to 5-7.
Yes.
Yeah, my mate Stocks did me a favour here, so that was good.
Yeah, and you, Rob. Massive,
massive favour. I think we could almost confirm Simon's place in the bye weeks, because although Stocks does get that win, he's about 300 points behind Simon at the moment. So,
yeah. It's all but confirmed, isn't it, really?
Yeah. So, we'll have to see. Again, like, it's going to be a good solid position. Whoever whoever ends up in that sixth spot could very much end up against Stocks, and that could be a nice, easy win for him to get to the semis. We'll have to see who ends up there. But I think some of the acquisitions he's made on his team have really helped him out.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, fully deserved that star with two games to go.
I mean, you look at like he was expecting 304 points and ended up with 352. That's, you know, to get another sixth on top of your predicted score, especially when Josh Kelly's scoring 8.4% points. I think that's a lovely return.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs doing a huge help there with 49 points from him. Mm. He's kind of been not lacking of late, just not kind of on anyone's radar really, but.
Yeah, he had a 2022 game, didn't he?
Yeah. It's kind of all over the place because he had, like, week 7, it was 17, then he went 31, 47, 36, 21, back up to 49 again. Can't really work out where his points are coming from at the moment. So.
I think the whole thing with not having a, you know, proper quarterback and that whole pay thing with him has messed up his whole season. Obviously, he was RB1 last year, wasn't he? So. Yeah. This is what we were kind of expecting of him, but there's too much going on in that franchise, messing with people's heads, I think.
One thing I will say for Mark as well, though, Bijan Robinson, he is actually getting some ball now, and he is ticking over those points nicely. It's about time they actually give him the ball. But two games on the trot, he's gone over 40 points, so...
Yeah, and Keaton Mitchell seems to be a good ad as well, 21.9 points. I know he's not getting a huge amount of carries and receptions, but like he's making them count and getting a good score strip.
That running backs at the Ravens, it's always a strange one anyway, because they've obviously either got Lamar doing it all, but actually Lamar's passing a lot more as well, so they're kind of reducing... that running back getting the ball and moving it, but he seems to do all right as that Mitchell guy.
Yeah, I think they're becoming a bit more well-rounded. Yeah, he's a rookie. Yeah, a bit more well-rounded in their offense.
Yeah, no, they look good. Unfortunately, they look good.
And Jared Goff as well, getting 40 points despite having three lost fumbles, three sacks. Right.
What was his score going to be? Like he lost 6 points for three sacks, 12 points for fumbles, another six for fumbles, 12 points for fumbles lost. So he could have had a huge score, really.
18 there. Plus, he also picked the wrong defense again.
Oh, day in, day out, we'll mark that. I just want to highlight that acquisition that Stocks made for Keenan Allen. I think was, you know, there was talk when he talked about it with Murph on that 5-yard pod. We know Allen's old, but he's wide receiver 2 at the minute in this league. Mm-hmm. So he's getting points and he gets more reception. He's got just shy of, I'd say, 9 receptions more than Hill, who's wide receiver 1, and that's the most in the league. So he's getting points, way more points than anyone else just for catching the ball. But yeah, what a great little trade that was, I think, for him to make his, you know, just give his team that extra little boost towards the end.
Yeah. Since he's picked him up, when did he pick him up?
I think he 16th got him 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So since he got him, he's got a 38 and a 33 out of him. The week before, Detroit, maybe week 10, 54 points. I don't think he had him then, did he?
No, I think that was his last week for me.
Yeah. So it was a good little trade, you know.
Yeah. 6 games of 10 targets or more.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
That's 10 straight points now. That's without even moving an inch.
Trying. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, with no other wide receiver in LA for the Chargers, Keenan Allen stepping up, which is great. So, yeah. Great for Stocks and. Well, not so great for the Chargers because they're shit, but
good. Right, well, there you go. Well done, Stocks. Your first playoff berth since joining us a couple of years ago. So, well played. Unfortunate for Mark, as always. Right, who have we got next then?
Oh, yeah, it's me, yeah, sorry. Okay, up next, Susie and her Pfizer Chiefs went up against the Finder Losers. She's managed to wrap up her confirmed playoff spot with a win. The final score was 255 to 219, taking Susie to 7-5, dropping Dan down to 4-8.
Yeah, he's had a huge, huge fall, hasn't he, as Dan?
Ah, but he won the first. Sure. He won the first year, so it doesn't really matter anymore. Does
yeah,
it?
He don't really care. That's it.
That's the best. That's the best way to think. I've got a ring. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, Karen Williams is back, so that's a good 62 points for him. So there's a bit of a bounce back possibility there. Tyler Algie is looking Williams fairly good. Just been.
Yeah, the Algie thing was it was kind of strange because obviously. Robinson was getting all the work, and then actually Patterson came on and started getting loads more work, and then Algier actually got his carries right at the last like minutes of the game, so he kind of picked up his 16 points right at the end.
Big runs against the Tide defense.
Yeah.
But look, like Susie's team is just fairly. I mean, Kittle's let her down a little bit, but it's fairly consistent all the way through. Is in like getting double digits. Emma McPherson got 6 points. And the Buccaneers got 13 points. That's a very low score for defense. But her running backs did really well here. So Rashad White, Tony Pollard, Rashawn Johnson all got over 25 points at least. Devin Singletary, James Cook in the flex position, all over 25 points as well. You know, a good, solid foundation to build on. And then
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen just topping it off.
Nuts. Woo! Yeah. When you don't get picked off.
Yeah, I'm going up against the guy in the FFCC, and he's got Josh Allen, and like he's on a bye, so like I only have to face him 1 week. But I was like, God, he seems to be in form at the minute. So I was like, oh gosh. But yeah, bye week this week, so we'll worry about that next week.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Nice. Yeah. Well, Susie, they've got yourself a nice playoff spot. Dan, still not out of it yet. But a lot of work to be done.
Yeah. I'm just having a quick look at see if Susie could do anything different. And to be honest, she did play her best tight end. She's got Hooper and Ferguson, who scored less than Kittle did. And I'd be interested to see what her actual efficiency rating was this week. Let me just have a quick check. It was 88.5, so there was a little bit there.
Room for improvement,
but I think in some positions she picked really well. Kittle seems to be blowing hot and cold, so I think the biggest
difference was Gabe Davis on the bench, 30 points, and a kicker, 10 points rather than having 6. Yeah. I think that's probably about it, really.
Yeah, because Gabe threw a big fat bagel last week, so I understand why he's there. But he had a great week this week, didn't he?
Yeah.
Same with Khalil Shakir, like only 12.17 points on Dan's team, whereas actually he was a big player the week before.
Yeah.
And look at the Ty J Spears there, 8.3.
Still, what a legend.
Still rubbing what those legend. Hands together, aren't you, Pitsy? Still rubbing those hands together.
What a legend.
Is this the first time you've been on the pod since that trade? Have you been waiting and watching.
Oh, let's have a look. 8.3, 16, 19. He's not even hit 20 points yet since week 6.
First rounder, that guy.
First rounder.
He's a 108, that kid.
Fuck you, Ty J Spears. That's what Dan's saying right now. Sorry,
no, he's not.
If Ty J Spears is listening, I apologize.
Mm. Dan's going, I don't care. I've got a fucking ring. What does it matter?
Exactly.
Not my picks, are they?
He's not actually really. Loving the Kansas City defense, getting him 10 points. That's what he's thinking.
Yeah. There was nothing there.
Right, Stormo finishes off. Oh, wait, sorry. Well done to Susie. Star next to her name.
Mm-hmm.
Good effort. But yeah, finish. Bring us home, then Stormer, bring us home.
Let's finish off the matchups. We go for the big battle of the week. Dun, dun, dun. The Thornley Hornets taking on the Generals. This one was done and dusted. I like how we say that. Big battle of the week. This one was done and dusted before Monday night with the score of 384 to 315 in favor of Rob. That's huge, huge win. Pulls them right back into the thick of things, fighting for a playoff spot. Both teams go to 4-8 and just one win out of the playoffs.
Well done, Rob.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Big win.
Well, bigger win still because of all the trades I've been doing. Like, I've been stripping this team down. Like,
yeah, I've had this. I can't remember who, if it was Stocks I was talking to or Stormo. But yeah, it was funny how three, maybe even only 4 weeks ago, it felt like you were tapping out the season and thinking, right, let's strip it down. Let's go get some picks. Let's get ourselves a higher draft spot and try and get back stronger. But actually, whatever moves you've made, your team seems to have come back with a vengeance, and 384 points is remarkable. Good effort.
Mm. I think it may have backfired. I think Jonathan Taylor is now doubtful for 2 weeks, so I'm going to be missing my chief running back before this this goes up. But I think some of the other guys, and as you'll see, 99.9% efficiency, have done very well in this game, particularly my running backs. You know, Najee Harris, I think that's one of the 30-point games he's had this year. Chuba Hubbard as well.
Yeah, had a big game, didn't he, Hubbard?
Yeah. And then some of my wide receivers all came through. I think Christian Kirk, who I have traded for recently, was the lowest score with 17 points. They all just seem to be very much in favour. So we'll hopefully continue on next week. And then this time also picking my best quarterback as well.
Yeah.
And you picked your best kicker as well. That's the main thing.
Well, he's gone now. He's off my roster as well. He's completely without at home.
He gone.
Yeah. And the Broncos.
Yeah, this was huge. I think the biggest thing, I was looking at it thinking, oh, Packers got himself over 300 points. He's going to be one of those that loses with such a huge score. And against anyone else, he would have actually won. But looking at everybody else's scores, all the winners would have still beaten him.
Yeah.
Like, so even though he got himself 314 points, like, going up against all the other teams that actually won, he wouldn't have won, so.
Yeah, he had some big games from his running backs. It's just Tua let him down, really, when his Jordan Love scored massively, didn't he?
Yeah.
But 21 points from your quarterbacks. Even when you score 300, it's okay, but, you know, you had...
Even Russell Wilson scored more.
Yeah, you're up in the 360s and you picked your other quarterback.
Mm. And I see Agent Metcalf did the business.
Yeah, great player. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's probably not him. It's probably more Gino or the system, to be honest. But
yeah.
I saw that sinking ship a long time ago, and so did you, Rob.
Well, possibly just at the right time. Like, I think the week before he did very well. Like the week before he got 27 points, so he was up there. But I think what you're identifying and what I've identified, it's just so hot and cold. And yeah. Everyone talks about it every time they come on the pod, particularly Thacker, because now he has both of Metcalf and Lockett, and it's like
when one two hottest and coldest wide receivers in the whole league.
When one does well, the other one both. Just put them both in, and you'll average like 15 exactly. points. You know,
exactly. It's a win-win situation. That
yeah, one does well.
Leaving Watson on his bench and Freiermuth on his bench also. Along with the fact that Love was on his bench, like he had some huge points to go into his team, but too late, unfortunately.
It didn't help that Pickett's been shit all year and Freiermuth's been injured, and then the one game where Pickett decides to throw, he throws it all to Freiermuth, and he's sitting happy there on Thacker's bench.
I mean, I would be putting in Freiermuth every week now, based on what I saw. He was his first read every time.
Yeah, it was good.
And Jordan Love is turning a corner as well. Like, I don't think I've ever seen such a good game. Detroit seemed to be a team that you can pass on really well, and Love did it as well. Tough when the Packers' running offense has just petered out over the last 4 weeks with losing Jones and like him in and out of the team. And Love just had to step up, and that's what he's done.
Yeah, I was a doubter, but like the game against the Chargers, you know, and then this game and a couple of games this season. I'm not fully convinced, but he's definitely shown a lot more than I expected. So, you know, I'll give him props, and I, you know, I'm man enough to eat my words when I think I'm wrong. So, yeah, well done, Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. Proud of you, mate.
And now I've also lost my fourth scoring quarterback as well. He's gone to pastures new.
Yes. A little trade going in midweek.
Just got keep things
interesting. And you lost the running back. I was looking and thinking, oh, yeah, if you've not got Taylor, you've got Zeke to put in. And then I realised that you don't actually have Zeke to put in.
And Zeke's against the Chargers this week. So, yeah, they're going to be running. They're going dicking on us all day.
Well, I'll talk a bit more about my choices for next week when we get to the preview bit.
All right. Right then, Stomo. Just before we give you the champions of the week, we'll have a quick update on that league positionings then. So, 10th place and confirming that 101, Gotham City Rogues at 1 and 11. Then up to three little teams, all just ever so slightly out of the running of the playoffs. It's 4-8 for all three of them. So Finn losers, that's Dan's team in 9th, Thacker's team in 8th, Rob's team in 7th. All one game out, which is 5-7 for rolling with Mahomes in 6th. So Mark is sitting there just ever so slightly above in 5-7. So then we move on to Stormo. We've spoken about you guys being at 6-6. You're coming down the table, not up, which is unfortunate. You are in 5th. Then we've got 4 stars next to the next 4 names. Susie, 7-5. She's in the playoffs in 4th. Then in 3rd, 8-4 in the playoffs, we have got Stocks. And then 2 games ahead with 2 games to go, 10-2 for Simon. And then I am in 1st with 11-1.
Very good.
With my bye week confirmed.
Nice.
First team to go over 4,000 points as well. So that is almost like the Steelers this week, going first.
Oof, yeah. It's all going downhill from now on. Right, give us then champions of the week, Stomo.
Champions of the week. Dun, dun, dun. Cool. Champions of the week, Pitsy. So, highest scoring quarterback, Mr. Allen, 81 points for Susie. Then we had Dak on 67 points for Si, and we had Hurts on 64 points for Simon. Highest scoring running back was Williams for Dan, 62 points. Good game from him. He was, you know, it was a good comeback game. He was fun to watch. CMC, 54 for Simon. And then Jacobs, 49 for Stocks. Wide receivers, Hill, 36. Debo, 35. Both yours, Pitts. DJ Moore, 35 for Marcus. Highest scoring tight end, Freiermuth, Pat, for Thacker, 36. Higbee for Duffer, 27 points, and Laporta for Stocks, 27 points.
Hmm.
Highest scoring kicker of the week, Groupie.
Who?
18. Groupie for the Saints. How do you say it? Groupie is Groupie, isn't it?
Is he a rookie?
Yeah.
Sweet. Never heard of him,
18...
but well played for him.
18 points, free agent. I know someone's looking for a new kicker, you know, by the way. highest scoring defense, the Dolphins, 59 for Stocks. The Ravens, 51 for Stocks. And the Broncos, 51 points for Rob.
Ooh.
So, highest scoring non-starters, Dak, 67. Si had a tough one there. He's got, you know, 2 of the top 3 there. Just picked the wrong one by 3 points. Dylan for Susie left on her bench, 29 points. Davis, 30 points left on the bench for Seuss. Freiermuth, we just talked about for Thacker, 36 points. I left Matt Gay, the kicker, on the bench, 13.
Idiot.
I know. Shocking. And then Stocks. Stocks left the Ravens on the bench because he played the Dolphins. So he made the right defensive decision, unlike Mark.
Just want to bring it back to something you said last week, Stormo. You called Isaiah Likely Ilkley, and I thought maybe you'd combine the first name and the last name together, like I Likely. So I was just looking at some of the bench warmers on the week, and we've got Gadavis.
Gadavis. It might have been the issue because the I is probably like, is it a capital I and then, or an L and then I? Oh, I'm much confused.
It's quite Adelon and Thil, Thigby. Jalen.
McGay. McGay's my favorite.
I think it's M-gay. M-gay.
M-gay. M-gay. Isn't that from South? Okay. M-gay. How did he do this week, by the way, that Ravens tight end?
Ilkley. I don't
out of the blue. I just like
I'm just thinking because it was Lewis's pick of the week. I think it was
14 points.
Four receptions on four targets for about 45 yards.
Okay, targets, four receptions for 40 yards.
So yeah, not quite Andrew's level, but yeah. Could be cool. No, I was just wondering. So Pitsy, have you got the log up?
I've got the log up. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so I'm going to say the three quarterbacks. My pick first, your pick second, Saka's pick third, yeah? Yep. Jackson, Stroud, and Dak.
Oof. Dak was second.
Ooh.
So 4 points for Thacker if we're going off his scoring system.
We'll play Thacker.
Stroud was fourth.
Ooh.
Was he?
Yep.
So 2 points for you.
Thank you. And who was yours, sorry?
Jackson.
Nowhere to be seen, mate. Not even in the top eight.
Okay. It's top five, get points. We don't care about the top eight.
Yeah, I know, but we like the fact that Stocks got
and
eight.
Stocks gets everything. All the eight.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mostert, Barkley, Harris.
Mostert is eighth.
Oh, yeah. Someone's taking the crown.
No one else is on the list.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Who did you say, sorry?
Barkley, Harris.
And who? Barkley and Harris. No. I thought you said Stevenson, but you didn't.
No. Chase, Amon-Ra, and Evans?
Nah.
Chase, Amon-Ra, and Evans. Evans is in eighth.
Eight? No. No. No good.
I just like the fact that they're eighth.
Kittle, Ferguson, Kelsey?
No way. No way.
Kelsey's fourth. Fifth. Kelsey's fifth.
So 1 point there.
And who were the other two? Sorry.
Kittle and Ferguson?
Nah.
Okay. Yeah, Boswell, Amendola for you, Pitsy, and Gano. And I'm pretty sure Gano's not on the team either.
Or is he? I think Amendola was top of the list, I think. No, none of them are in the top eight.
And then Niners, Giants, and Finns.
49ers came in fifth.
Yes!
Dolphins came first.
Giants?
Giants came not in the top eight.
Okay, so I got 1 point, you got 2 points, and Thacker wins the week and the highest score since the ground was introduced with 10 points.
Did he get Dolphins as his top
defense? Dolphins, Dak, and Kelsey. 10 points for Thacker. What a boost.
Yeah. How many points did I get? Two?
You got two, mate, for Stroud. That's it, yeah. And I got one for the Niners.
We did really well.
Thacker smashed that. Well done, mate.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this next coming week already. I want to try and get even better points than two.
Yeah, now we've got an official scoring system here, so that would be interesting.
I'm sure I said Stevenson, but hey-ho, I obviously didn't.
Judge rules? No, you said Barkley.
Yeah, I did. I went the other side of the bar. Bastard.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Good. Right. Straight into week 13 we go. That means we have only got two regular season games to go, which is nuts. I cannot believe how fast this season has just disappeared. Any bye weeks this week, Stormo?
Well, Pitsy, let me tell you, this is a big bye week. The big bye week is back. Week 13 has six teams, and they are the Ravens, the Bills, the Bears, Raiders, Vikings, and Giants.
Some big bastard teams there in the first fantasy-wise.
Well, yeah, like if you look at the Giants, you're only missing Barkley, really. No one else is really counting fantasy wise there.
Right.
So they'll call it five and a bit teams.
Five and a bit, yeah.
Now, I have a question
five,
about this
5.1.
This point scoring system. Because there's six teams out on a bye week this week, obviously the choices are limited because then you've got some decent teams here, which leaves like a few good teams and a lot of shite teams. So do the points scored this week count less than last week when everyone was playing?
Nah.
I'm looking
back at you're putting yourself down here, Rob. This is you trying to get some points. You could be
Rob,
the even
points
highest
points,
score.
Man. Yeah. Points are points.
Okay.
Thacker, we don't care what your opinion is on this. Points are points.
What happened last week stays in last week. We're not even on there anymore. We're in week 13 now.
Forgotten about it already.
Yeah, right there, let's get to it. How does this week's matchups look like?
So, yeah, we start this week with a big game at the bottom of the league. The Finder losers take on the Generals. The losers here could potentially be confirmed out of the playoffs by the end of the game week. A win here keeps the dream alive. I have a dream.
Yeah, we're looking at week 6 last time these two played. Generals won 302 to 258.
What are the percentages saying there, Roberto?
Let me have a look. Week 14.
13.
Week 13. Week 13. God, this is not my normal job. We have got the Generals predicted to win 305 to 252, which is a 61% chance of winning. However, it's important to note that Dan has got some important players coming back, like Kieran Williams is now getting to the swing of things. And there were some players who he did definitely had a down week on last week who should do.
Pull it back,
bring it back up to the norm. So we'll have to see how that goes. Also, Trey McBride has been reduced to questionable this week after a practice. So that's a star tight end for Thacker who might have to be watched.
Well, I need to keep an eye on him in my other league thing.
So it's as though Dan has listened to our pod without actually listening to our pod because he has taken Spears out of the team.
God damn it, Spears.
Been benched. Released for a third.
So the matchup I've gone for in this one, I've gone for a running back trio in each side because they seem to be scoring a couple of good points last week. So I've gone for Monty, Algier, and Williams for Dan going up against Mostert, who he brags about the most, Connor and Henry.
He's also got Zach Moss on his bench as well as Dan. And Taylor out,
he'll be coming back.
Moss is going to get that backfield.
And then, Dan will stop whinging about him and he'll be happy again.
Hey.
Another one for listening to us on the pod without actually listening to us yet. Thacker has Lockett and Metcalf both starting this week.
Yeah.
This is really weird.
We're good at this job, guys.
We are.
Subliminally good.
Awesome. Sweet. Right, next game then, Rob.
We have got playoff contenders Rolly with Mahomes going up against the 101 for next year, Gotham City Rogues. This game still holds a bit of weight for Ollie as a win could change the playoff positions entirely. And I'm hoping that the trades I made to him do exactly that.
God damn it, Ollie. This is not the game we wanted, me and you, Rob, for us. God's sakes.
Yeah, you guys really need Ollie to pull one out of the bag here, don't you? Last time these guys played was week 5 and Mark destroyed him 337 to 233.
It's close.
Well, he's got a nice selection of players to put in. Brandon Cooks, Zeke Elliott, Trevor Lawrence. Justin Herbert. It could have been Trevor Lawrence. However,
didn't he own Trevor Lawrence?
I offered him Lawrence, yeah. And he said he didn't want him because he just traded him away.
Okay.
Which is fair enough. Once you've been somewhere, you don't expect him to come back, unless you're groveling, which in this case he wasn't. However, he hasn't put the players in yet, with that in mind, Mark currently has a 71% chance to win over Ollie, 262 points to 182.
It's funny that it's so high at 71%, but actually Mark's points are only 262.
Yeah. However, like Ollie's team is looking sneaky good. It is slowly getting better, and there's some players here who I expect to do well, like Tutu Atwell. Cleveland's defensive beating up at the moment, so there's a chance for some big points there. Kareem Hunt is questionable on Mark's side of the ball, as is Marquise Brown on Ollie's side. What matchups have we got here, Stormo?
So I picked a couple of his new boys. So I've gone for Herbert versus Goff. Herbert for Ollie versus Goff for Mark. I've gone for the Robinson versus Robinson running back battle. Ooh. Brian versus Bijan. And then I've gone for Cooks versus Scary Terry. So can Cooks make a step up for Ollie's team and take on the Scary Terry?
Well, he's got until tomorrow night to put him in because Cooks plays in the early game.
Oh yeah,
he does.
He has been getting better the past, you know, couple of weeks with a swift kick from someone that may be on this pod to sort his team out. but yeah, we'll see. We might just be getting another one tomorrow. Just to make sure it all happens correctly.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. It's a shame because you kind of want him to be able to leave the team and let it roll and let him actually do what he's supposed to be doing. But unfortunately, he has not been.
Oh, he does all the decisions. I just tell him, hurry up, sit your lineup.
Yeah. Good. Right, well, we'll leave that one there. next up, we have two more teams that are fighting, still fighting for a playoff spot. Rex City Thunder are two games ahead of the playoff hopefuls, but with two games to go, they still don't have a star. They go up against the Thornley Hornets in a big pod battle, who are only one game out of the playoffs, so a win here could be huge and keeps that pressure on. Last time you two fought each other was week 4. Stormo, you won 292-258.
It's nice to see some of these big scores, isn't it? Last week it was a bit disappointing with some of the scores that were being revealed.
Yeah.
And it is worth noting that I am only 60 points behind Storm at the moment in terms of.
Ooh, that is a good stat to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is very, this is a very, very important battle.
This is a huge battle, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with Mark playing Ollie. This is a big game.
It is a big game.
Yeah, it's Mark,
big game.
Mark only has 3,275, whereas you, Rob, have got 3,537. Mm-hmm. So you win on that stage. So if Ollie can get that win and you get that win, then you automatically are pushing Robert. Sorry, Mark.
Robert.
Down Robert. Robert down there, yeah.
However, you still have got the predicted percentage to win here, 56%. So it's probably one of the closest games of the week. 268 points to 242. It is worth also noting here that the gap difference between me and Thacker last week was 50 points.
Yeah. So same sort of thing. I think we're both struggling in the running back department, with you obviously losing your main back this week, potentially. And I think I've got one on a bye. So, yeah, we'll see who I'll have to pay. Maybe Jones, he might be able to come back in there. I don't know. It's not looking great. So, yeah, we might have to put Patterson in there just to fill the gap. So I've avoided the running backs in this matchup, and I've gone for an all-wide receiver cast. So, yeah, Nico, Pittman and Evans for Roberto. And then I've gone for D Hop, Waddle, and Amon Ra in the Stormo team.
Yeah, big players.
Some
there.
Big game. Yeah.
And I see you have put your Titans together.
Yes, I did that during this pod just because I forgot last week. So.
Right, just see, I'm going to tell you now, that's already just a winning concoction.
Just in case there was a little hoodoo and I don't want to be hoodooed again.
I was going to say, I will bring it up for the third time in a row. If you didn't have it that way, so.
Okay, well, fingers crossed. Saying. So let's hope Lawrence throws loads of ball to Engram and Kelsey gets loads of ball from Mahomes this week. That'd be nice.
No, I'm keeping Stroud in. I'm not going to take the risk of me putting in Lawrence and then him not doing well. Sticking with Stroud, man. Sticking with him. He's doing me well.
It's a tough one because I got Stroud in my FFCC and I need him to do well. So it's one of those ones you're like, oh, come on. No, you're not too good. Okay, do real good. So, yeah. Win one, lose the other. It's a tough decision, but yeah.
If anything, this week you're going to fall from not good to do well this week in FFCC because you're not playing Allen, so.
Yeah, well, if I'm not playing Allen, you kind of want to get a lead on the point.
True.
So, yeah, should be tight. But, yeah, he's looked so good. He's so fun to watch, so.
Sweet. Right then, Stormo, next game.
Okay, next up we have two teams who have secured a playoff spot last week. The Pfizer Chiefs now go up against the newly shaved Ballers. Oh, nice top of mid-table battle, yeah. Week 6 saw Stocks get the win, so Susie will be looking to get a game back here.
Yeah, that was week 6, 312 points to 278.
Pretty close.
Yeah, Susie has actually Well, Susie and Stocks, they are scoring the third and fourth most points on average a week. Susie's scoring on average 309 points, and Stocks is scoring on average 305 points. However, neither of them have set the lineups for this week, so it's a bit skewed in terms of the percentages. Stocks is a 60% favourite against Susie, 268 to 228. But Susie has got three positions to sort out, whereas Stocks has only got one, and that's the kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loads of points on that kicker, though.
It's a good kicker on free agency last week, you know. Mm-hmm. It was quite a tough one to pick because Susie hadn't put her players in. So I went for White versus Gibbs, running back versus running back, Godwin versus Allen, and then I went for Kittle versus Laporta because we all have a little tight about. So
yeah, everyone loves a good little tight end.
Yeah, exactly. Hallelujah.
there's not a whole lot for Susie to choose on from a bench at the moment. She's got amongst them Mac Jones, who is on borrowed time, Jermichael Hasty, who seems to have lost his backup role to D'Ernest Johnson, Alan Lazard, who's a non-factor at the Jets, and then a whole lot of players on bye. But things aren't looking too rosy on Stock Society. He's got Mecole Harmon, who he hasn't moved to IA because it's already full. A lot of players on bye. And then he's got Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who is a perennial letdown.
Exactly, mate. Couldn't have said that any better. there's word that Rogers coming back sooner.
Oh yeah, but
he has been designated to return from IR this week, which is nuts.
Yes, man, that is crazy.
So he is now allowed to train.
So obviously, probably not thinking this week. What, a week's time he's back.
Yeah, but it all depends on whether or not the Jets are in a playoff chance. I think that's what he said.
Yeah, I think he's looking at it and thinking, I don't really want to. I mean, to be fair, if I was him, I wouldn't be wanting to be pushing it. If they're not in the playoffs, what's the point in coming back? Like, don't risk it and ruin your career completely if you're going to snap your ligament again.
They need to boost that line. They need to boost the offensive line before they do anything to do with Rodgers playing again. If he's just going to get sacked again and something's going to happen, then it is pointless.
I mean, they've got a good game matchup against Atlanta this week, so it's just keeping them ticking over, isn't it? Whether they're going to get there. I just can't see it. Like, the AFC is just all over the place. There's a lot of teams.
Those divisions are nuts. Yeah. Like, that, both the Jets division and the Falcons division is shit. They're nuts.
Falcons division is shit.
Yeah, they're anyone's ball game at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. There you go. Right, finally, it finishes off, Robert.
Finally, we have the battle at the top. It is first versus second as the strong side cornbread go up against the hammer-bound feather ones. Simon will be looking to grab an all-important win to join Pitsy having a bye week in the playoffs. Although, statistically, it's very unlikely that Stocks is going to get that second place. But it's just nice to get that bye week confirmed before
the playoffs get there. About it,
yeah.
So the last time we both played each other was week 5, and I won 402 to 273.
Yeah, slow week that week, eh?
Big game.
Yeah, just, I don't think it really mattered whether he had a slow week or not. That was 400 points is nuts.
Yeah, mad.
Are you currently trying to set your lineup right now, Pitsy? You've got an empty tight end spot.
Yeah, I'm trying to work out what I want to do. I've got Hurst, but he's not doing anything.
He's a little bit concussion-y, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's questionable. So I'm having to think about what I want to do and who I want to put in.
Well, there's a tight end. It's just on the trade block at the moment. I don't know if you were about to say that.
Yeah. No, I was just about to say, like, if you remember to do your waivers, you could have got a tight end for, you know, not even paying a third for it.
Yeah.
I know. I'm really annoyed with myself. Shut up.
there's a lot of things riding on this implement. There's a lot of injury statuses up in the air. Like, let's just read off here. Breece Hall, for you. Tyreek Hill, for you. Tank Dell, for you. Devonta Smith, And in fact, it looks like the entire Eagles team are questionable this week.
Dallas
got it. Jaden Reed. And then further down on the bench, there's Hayden Hurst, like you said. So there's still a lot to be decided here. However, the percentages do line up in Simon's favor, 53% to 47%.
Close.
The closest game.
Yeah, I don't have a tight end yet, so I put in a tight end, it'll get even a little bit closer as well. So,
Goddard's also returning from quite a serious. He didn't go on IR, but it was quite a serious injury, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know why they're putting him in this position at the moment, like especially against the Niners.
Yeah. Too right. I don't think it's strange. So what
was it, a fractured forearm or something?
Yeah, something like that.
He has got Gerald Everett on his bench, so maybe that new acquisition can slip in and prove his worth.
Yeah, he's had a tight end problem this year, hasn't he, Si? But he seems to be picking them up weekly.
Nah, it doesn't matter as long as you've got these high performing running backs.
Yeah. Without paying any thirds for him, he doesn't need the tight end, does he?
I've had to go with Gardner Minshew as my quarterback, which feels a little bit weird.
Naughty. Feels naughty there.
It does. Against Tennessee, though, so hopefully it'll be.
Well, he's a good game. He's been above 30 points pretty well for every 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the last 7 weeks. So that's not too bad. It's not great.
It's been ticking along, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Rob's got Pittman in this league, and I've got Pittman in the Robin Wood league, and he's been a beast. So, like, I know it's Minshew, but he loves Pittman, so it's definitely helped on that side.
And he may have to pass the ball more.
Three touchdowns, that'd be nice.
Yeah, JT's out as well, so it might actually be to your benefit.
So, yeah. Matchup I've gone for, because you've got a plethora of running backs, all of you. I've gone for Hall, Stevenson, and Kamara for Team Pitts up against Mixon, Eckler, CMC for Simon. And, you know, if you wanted to do 4 or 5, you could probably do that as well, but those are the three.
Deontay Williams.
Yeah. There's loads. You got loads.
Pierce, yeah. Plenty to go through.
Mm-hmm. Although I'm wondering about Damian Pierce with Devin Singletary doing so well the last few weeks. Like, he doesn't seem to have featured as much as Simon would want him to.
Yeah, because of the injury and then Singletary going so well. It's a struggle. I've got Pierce in another league. It's a bit up in there, isn't it?
I think I've just dropped Pierce in one league.
I bet it was a redraft league.
Yeah, it is a redraft league.
Well, you're not dropping him in Dynasty, hopefully not.
No. Definitely not.
Crazy.
Is it that league you showed us where you got about 17 running back?
Yeah, it was that one. I think I got rid of that one.
picked
up another running back. I did.
Knew it.
Fun. Right. Now that the matchups are set, Stomo, time for Mr. Big Stuff.
Mr. Big Stuff.
Who do you think you are?
You know what, Pissy? Can you get that tune back on so I can actually hear it in the pod?
No, it's forever us now.
Yeah, I know, but... Okay, never mind. So, highest predicted. You've got a lot of the usuals here, so we'll run through them quickly. Hurts, Mahomes, and Herbert. Eckler, CMC. Williams, Rams, Williams, Kyron Williams, Hill, Lamb, and Allen, Kelsey, Ingram, Laporta, Sanders, and then highest predicted scoring defenses, the Jags, the Bucks, and the Cowboys. So, games to keep an eye out for, we have the Seahawks versus the Cowboys, which we mentioned earlier, tomorrow night, but the Broncos versus the Texans, hottest team in football. The Chargers
are pretty hot at the moment. Stroud playing the way he is.
Yeah. Chargers versus the Pats. That sounds like a fucking whitefish game. That does.
Oh, I'm so glad that's a 6 o'clock game.
Is it?
Yeah.
Boo.
Is it the Sky game or just because it's a 6 o'clock?
I don't know. I'm just saying it's a 6 o'clock game. I don't have to watch it.
Yeah, it's fine. I just hope the Chargers win so I can text my friend.
He who should not be named.
Yeah. Lions versus the Saints. Cardinals versus the Steelers, Dolphins versus the Commanders, Panthers versus the Bucks. That could be good. Niners versus the Eagles, that could be good. Chiefs versus the Packers, that could be decent. And then the Bengals versus the Jags. What how many 9 o'clock games we've got?
There's only three.
And which three are they?
Carolina versus Tampa, San Fran versus Philly, and Cleveland versus the Rams.
So they're definitely putting their Eagles-Niners game
on. Oh, yeah, the Niners-Eagles game. I'm surprised that the Niners-Eagles game hasn't been flexed to...
prime time.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. So I wonder what's going to be the 6 o'clock game on the Sky then.
Who cares?
Let's face it, if the fire alarm goes off in the Red Zone studio again, they're probably putting on the Eagles Niners, aren't they?
yeah. Okay, so thinking about those, who do we think are our highest scoring quarterbacks?
Right, here we go. Straight in. Quarterback time.
Are you guys going off like the projections on ballers? On the
Oh, no, it's just literally spitballing whoever
just
you think.
Yeah, who do you put? Right. Who are you thinking?
Well, I'm going on 8th in the list, and that is Brock Purdy.
Oof. Nice. Yeah, to be fair, that's going to be a big game against the Eagles, so.
Purdy, interesting.
I'm going with Justin Herbert against New England Crappiers.
I was thinking Herbert there, you know. Herbert. Okay, I'll give you Herbert there, and then I will go for... I'm going to go left field and go for Tua.
Purdy's not left field. Tua's ranked like fourth on this list. He's fourth.
Left field, left-handed.
That's like saying, oh, that's running straight to the middle and that's left field.
let's just hope you put the voodoo on them, that's all.
Okay, running back.
No, that's bad because that means Hill doesn't get any points. So
I don't have the list. I don't have the list up on my computer, so I am just literally looking at the matchups.
Yeah, fair.
I've only got the top three of the positions I read out written down. So running backs, I'm going to go Stevenson.
Mm. Oh, running against you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
ETN versus Cincinnati.
I'm going to go... Oof, God, I don't like it. I'm going to go Derrick Henry.
Nice.
Ooh. Interesting.
Who did we say they were playing again?
They're playing the Colts.
Nice.
As a side note, I'm going to say keep an eye on Zach Moss.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll write him in small letters because it's cheating, but whatever.
I'm not expecting any points from him, don't worry. I just wanted to put a side note on it.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Okay, wide receivers.
Is it too easy to just say Tyreek Hill against Washington? No, actually, I'm not going to do that. Don't worry.
I'm just going to have to go with the numbers and say Keenan Allen.
Yeah, good call. Good call. Stick with what you know.
Interesting. If he's playing, Chris Olave.
Olave, nice. Okay. Oh, tough one. Tough one.
He's questionable at the moment, though.
Tough. Oh, let's go for.
What's wrong with him?
Oh God,
he's got concussion.
I'm going to go for Evans. Big Mike.
Right. So if Olave's got concussion and he doesn't play, I'm going to put in Puka Nacua.
Puka.
But that's only if Olave doesn't play because of concussion. But if he does, then I'm saying Olave. I think that's how I'm going to get my points.
Cool. Tight end. Tight to the end.
Do I go?
I'm going to go for a Laporta. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a good shout. It's a good shout.
I was going to go for Njoku, but I think. Either Njoku or Juwan Johnson, just because of the Saints haven't got any wide receivers to speak of at the moment. I'm gonna think that Olave does come back, and I'm gonna say Njoku.
Cool.
Cade Otton, Tampa Bay versus Carolina.
Good player, I like him. Nice kicker. What game looks like it's going to be a kicking fest?
Amendola seems to be still on the list.
He is, yeah.
I'm not going back to that again. Dicker the kicker. I'm going for it.
A bit of Dicker. Nice.
Dicker.
Amendola's just screaming out to me.
No,
Oh, do I go Chris Boswell? Chris Boswell.
Weirdly, I was looking at his name as soon as you said that, Ben. I'm not saying Boswell, though.
I'm going to go... God, there's so many. There's so many, like, middling kickers.
Random games, isn't there?
Yeah. Stormy, you go first.
So I'm going to go Moody. Moody at the nine.
No, that doesn't help me. I wasn't even considering him.
it took me ages and I just picked one as, oh, fuck it, it's only a kicker.
Right. Not him.
Go for Zerline against the Atlanta Falcons.
Greg the Leg.
Nah. Good choice. Let's go Brandon McManus. That's good. I've selected him for my team this week, so Brandon McManus.
Yeah, fair.
And I'm going Chargers defense against the Pats. They're not going to stop the run, but Mac's going to hammer Zappe or Mappe or Mixon or Moxon or whoever the fuck's playing quarterback for the Pats this weekend. Big fat Mac.
I'm going Dolphins.
Yes, I
knew exactly what you were thinking. I'm going Dolphins.
I could feel it.
New York Jets against Atlanta.
Nice. Nice, good ones there, team.
Yeah, I enjoy that one. No. I think I actually prefer it when we go through the points on the review rather than the preview. But
I don't know. I don't look at any of the points. I just look at the matchups. And remember, do not take a picture of this while I'm on the pod.
Don't take a picture. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it boots you out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Don't do that. Funny. Right, thanks as always, boys. Ooh. Some big games. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a baby crying. It's a good job we finished, eh?
Yeah. Let's wrap it up.
Just when you wanted to go to sleep, eh, Rob? Sorry, mate. Yeah,
it's okay. It's probably me shouting. Getting too excited about the Dolphins.
Yeah. Good luck, homies.
Yeah, you too. And big games. Yeah, have fun.
And then till next time.
Until next time.
Until next time, sticky ballers.